With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. NATO says Russian President Vladimir Putin's use of an experimental intermediate-range ballistic missile against Ukraine will not change the course of the conflict.
This is a Russian leader who embraces escalation as a means of achieving his goals. Yesterday, the firing of this new hypersonic intercontinental ballistic missile targeting Dnipro, and then in his TV address, this direct threat, really, to Britain and America and other countries who supply Ukraine with longer-range missiles, all of that shows he is determined to escalate this.
BBC correspondent Steve Rosenberg reporting from Moscow. NATO and Ukraine will hold emergency talks Tuesday after Russia attacked the central city with a hypersonic ballistic missile that escalated the nearly 33-month-old war. Ukraine's parliament canceled the session Friday over the security threat. Incoming border czar Tom Homan accepts an offer from Texas to use land for deportation operations.
The Lone Star State is offering the incoming Trump administration a 1,402-acre parcel of rural ranch land in Star County, Rio Grande Valley, along the U.S.-Mexico border, to use as a staging area for potential mass deportations. Homan said 10 million people won't be deported in a year, but they'll be looking for illegals to detain, catch, and release. Oklahoma Republican Governor Kevin Stitt said he would help Trump deport illegal immigrants in his state during a Friday TV interview. He blamed President Biden for a four-year border crisis and uptick in immigration. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Texas's Education Board has voted to allow Bible-infused teachings in elementary schools. The approval Friday follows other Republican-led states. On Wall Street, the Dow by 426 points. This is SRN News. Pro-lifers are suing Illinois.
The Thomas More Society is representing a group of advocates, including Students for Life of America and the Pro-Life Action League, that is challenging a state law requiring all health insurance plans to cover abortion. Lawyer Peter Breen says, quote, "For Christians and many other pro-life advocates, Illinois' abortion coverage mandate is fundamentally opposed to their religious beliefs and runs roughshod over their constitutionally protected rights." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Archbishop of Canterbury Justin Welby will wrap up his official duties in early January amid an abuse scandal in the Church of England. Welby resigned last week after an investigation found he failed to tell police about physical and sexual abuse by a volunteer at Christian summer camps as soon as he became aware of it. His refusal to accept responsibility for failing to report the abuse kindled anger about a lack of accountability. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed higher, giving the market its fifth gain in a row, announcing another record high for the Dow Jones Industrial Average. The S&P 500 rose 0.3%. The Dow added 1%, and the Nasdaq Composite tacked on 0.2%. Retailers had some of the biggest gains. Gap soared after reporting quarterly results that easily beat analyst estimates. EchoStar fell after DirecTV called off its purchase of that company's Dish Network. European markets closed mostly higher and Asian markets ending mixed. Crude oil prices gained ground. The Dow was up 426 points to close at 44,296. The Nasdaq gained 31 to 19,003. The S&P 500 added 20 points to 5969. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.